The Beehive State takes home $30 million of a $73 million grant.
Utah had been very proactive in preparing for dam rehabilitation, and when we looked at the projects around the country, there were a lot of projects here in Utah that were ready to go.
Kirk Hanlon with the Natural Resources Conservation Service says Utah's dams could kill people if they fail. The agency has employees in every county.
We have a lot of professionals here in the state, scientists and engineers, and this is what they do for a living.
But rehab will allow more recreation and water storage, too, especially during drought. Construction crews will be hired locally. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.